Listening Library presents The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place, Book 4, The Interrupted Tale, by Mary Rose Wood. Read for you by Catherine Kelgren. The First Chapter. A Swanburn Girl Thinks of Home. At the Swanburn Academy for Poor Bright Females, birthday parties were cheerful but brief affairs. They took place at breakfast in the dining hall over bowls of hot porridge. It was customary to offer the birthday girl an extra helping, which was generous but hardly necessary, as porridge is rather filling to begin with. Small gifts were permitted, as long as they were the humble sort that the girls could make themselves, such as knitted neck scarves and monogrammed handkerchiefs, and, of course, the ever-popular pillows embroidered with the sayings of the school's founder, Agatha Swanburn. But after the porridge had been eaten, the presents opened, and a round of, "For she's a credit to Swanburn, for she's a credit to Swanburn, for she's a credit to Swanburn, and so say all of us," had been rousingly sung. The party was done, and all the girls, including the birthday girl herself, were shooed off to their lessons straight away. "Remember, a sound education is the very best present of all," Miss Charlotte Mortimer, the headmistress, would say, clapping her hands to signal an end to the festivities. "Off you go now. Don't forget to clear your plates. Clap, clap, clap." Nothing unkind was meant by the brisk efficiency of these celebrations. There was simply a great deal to learn, and limited hours in which to learn it. As Agatha Swanburn herself once remarked, "So many cupcakes, so little time." An unfortunate mathematical ratio that remains in effect to this very day. Miss Penelope.